Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Friday to you. If you're unfamiliar with the Fringe Festival in Kansas City, from the Fringe Fest website, kcfringe.org, the 14-day explosion of unjuried, uncensored performing and visual arts features performers and creators from all over, local, national, and international. Fringe Festival KC is the biggest celebration of arts and culture in the Kansas City metropolitan region. Again, kcfringe.org. Bree Henderson is one of the performers, producers, directors that is going to be tonight's opening night. So she's
nice.
I think she's a little nervous. But we're glad to have her in. We welcome Bree Henderson in studio.
Hello.
Tell us about 6 degrees of defecation, and we have children listening.
All right. Well, it's actually, I have a child in my show. I have ulcerative colitis, and so all this started when I was kind of depressed a long time ago because I was so sick. And when you have ulcerative colitis, basically you go number two all the time. And so I was literally, not exaggerating, 50 or 60 times a day.
Oh my Lord.
And I couldn't control it. So I have pooped myself in various exotic locales. So I made a one-woman show out of it called Poops, I Did It Again. And that went well. And then all these strangers told me their poop stories. So then I made another show called The Taming of the Poo, with real poop stories, and I cast actors to do these monologues. And then that went really well. And then now I was asked to do another one. So we have even more poop stories with actors performing them. 6 degrees of defecation.
Okay, so how did all of that come together then? How did you go from, I think I'm just going to do this little, you know, this little bit, to it being in Fringe Fest?
Well, I'd always wanted to do a one-woman show, and I ended up getting it produced in L.A. and at the New York International Fringe Festival, and I'm going to Edinburgh, Scotland next year with the one-woman piece. But, all these strangers would find me, you know, online and stuff like that, and send me messages or come up to me after the show. You know, like, I always felt so alone. I didn't think, you know, that anybody else struggled with this, because I tell all, you know. I have no modesty
it
anymore.
It sounds like it.
Mm-hmm.
It
no modesty or dignity left anymore.
So you took this idea and you've turned it into a couple of shows and whatnot. This one that opens up tonight, which, by the way, if you want to see it again, it's called 6 Degrees of Defecation. Bree, you produced it, you directed it, you arranged it, and you star in it. Like, this is your baby.
It's my third baby, actually. Yes.
How much work? I mean, I and the answer is a ton, but what kind of work goes into being the producer, the director, starring in it? Like, this probably took you a long time.
And I'm still working on it. It's still not completely finished.
You know, you open it in a couple hours. You might want to figure that out.
It's all right. We're doing it live. because you have to do the business side of acting and theater and, you know, get your paperwork in and control your actors. It's like herding cats. I have 16 people in my cast. So, you know, I am an actor, but I also understand, you know, and, you know, trying to get to the teasers. We do like free teasers for the public and all that stuff, and things I don't know how to do that I then make friends and make do for me.
Can you talk to us about how this fits into the bigger picture of Fringe Fest? If for somebody who's never been to Fringe Fest and they're hearing us talk to you, what else is Fringe Fest like?
So, I mean, it's a variety of things. There's music, there's theater. I mean, everybody gets assigned a venue. There are several venues open all around town. And it's an opportunity for artists to debut original work. And that's especially what I use it for. Like, if I want to take things on the road, which I did with my first show, is to get a good feedback, you know, from an audience and see if I'm actually funny.
You've been invited back, so
yes.
You're doing something right. I mean, I'm looking at this right now, and I've lived in Kansas City for 4 years, and I don't know how I've never even heard of Fringe Fest up until the point where we were arranging having you in. And I go to the website, and I'm looking at 3, 6, 9, 12. There's, what, 14 venues?
Yeah.
14 venues all over Kansas City where some form of stage production is being put on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's most major cities have a fringe festival. Edinburgh, Scotland is where it originated. That's the biggest one, and that's the one I get to go to next year. But yeah, they have them all over just to give artists a chance to debut and perform, and it's cheaper than like renting out a huge theater. You know, it really fosters the arts.
And I have to tell you, it's really fun that if you just have free time this weekend, if you're just like, oh, hey, I'm not doing anything Saturday night, because tickets are, we can explain how the buttons work here in a second, but it's inexpensive. And if you just have the night free, there are so many things going on at one time. Just take a glance at their website, look through their schedule. None of these are that long. You're not committing 3 hours of your life. Mm-hmm. You would find something every night that you would have interest in. And I just glanced through and just started clicking on titles. Because if you just look at titles, you got to dig a little deeper than that. Because the titles are going to be a little misleading, as we have learned.
Right.
But one of them is a tribute to the music trials and triumphs of Smokey Robinson. And that's at the Buffalo Room at Westport Flea Market. And that's more musical.
Mm-hmm.
It's rated PG. And so if you've got kids, probably going to be okay.
Ooh.
And it's got the best of Fringe Venue Award winner does this. And he's called, is it B.R. John or Dr. John?
Brother John.
Bears his soul from topics on marriage, infidelity, and drug abuse. Discover how he got a new lease on life and a secret to success. Stuff like that. And you would learn all about Smokey Robinson. It's fascinating.
What's yours rated?
What's
yours rated? Because I want to know, because we got a lot of families.
It's between PG-13 and R, only because...
You might want to check your website then, because it says PG.
Well, because I have a 10-year-old in it. Not all of the stories are bad, but I stay true to the people who told me the stories. And so a couple of them drop a couple of swear words. So if you're very offensive, or find swear words very offensive, there are a few in there. But it's not disgusting. You know, I know it's poop stories, but we present it. It's humorous. It's storytelling, and it's humorous, and you'll learn more synonyms for the word for poo than ever in this. I mean, we have a puppet in it. We have our oldest cast member's 81, so our age range is 10 and 81. I mean, Joel Nichols is doing a poo story.
Wait, Joel Nichols is in the show?
Yeah.
Well, that gives it more credibility.
Well, I mean, all of a sudden, now you just spiked your ticket.
Does it?
I don't know. I mean, depends on the day.
I don't know if I woke up this morning wondering what's Joel Nichols' poop story, but, you know, if you're
into
that. You'll
get to find out.
How long is the show?
All the shows are an hour, and okay. They are timed very carefully.
Oh, I bet they are. Yeah, I'm sure the venue is very specific. Now, yours is at Union Station. Tickets are $10. I don't know what this is. Jamie, you mentioned it. The fringe button.
Can you explain that?
Yeah. So it's a one-time button, and it's like, you know, basically your entrance into the Fringe Festival, and it's $5, and that money goes to keeping the Fringe Festival going, but you have to have a button to go to any show or any of the parties and things like that afterwards.
And it says a $5. Okay, so tickets are $10 with the one-time purchase of a $5 fringe button. So everybody has to buy the button. The $5 that goes to everything, and then $10 per show. Is every show about $10?
Every show is $10.
Every show is $10. Every show is an hour, including Bree's 6 Degrees of Defecation. She produced it. She directed it. She arranged it. She stars in it. It's going on at Union Station. You can get more info on her show and all of the other shows going on at kcfringe.org. And Fringe Fest goes on, I think, through next week, Sunday?
Yep, 28th is the closing everything.
Okay.
So.
Gotcha.
By the way, just go to their website and just dig a little bit.
Play around.
Because you can find it by the name of the show, by the venue. There's a whole area dedicated to young people. So if you've got teenagers, there's a playwriting workshop. There's a teen open mic night. It's really, and if you have kids that are just interested in theater, it's a really good experience for them.
It is. It seems very cool. By the way, how did you get into theater? Were you always a theater kid growing up?
I've always acted, and I, you know, when I wrote Poops, which was actually just kind of like a diary almost, I wanted to do a one-woman show. I admire people who had, and so I thought, well, Fringe is a good place to try it out. So I just tried, and then I've just gone from there.
With the people that are acting in your show and all of the other shows, do you guys all go from city to city? Do other people, I mean, are these people new that you're seeing? Like, How does this group work?
Well, I mean, some people actually make a living of traveling from Fringe Festival to Fringe Festival. But I wanted good storytellers, not necessarily actors, because we are telling real stories. And I mean, some of them are actors, but, you know, others aren't. Mm. And I just, you know, I would think in my head, I'd see a story and I'd be like, this person would tell this really well.
Do you have to go to the bathroom right now?
No, I went before I came.
Okay, thank you very much.
A rule from my mom, you know.
Hey, Bree, thank you so much. Good luck with the show.
Thank you.
Break a leg. Thank you again for coming in. And I think it's a really, really cool festival that more people should know more about. KCFringe.org for the Fringe Festival. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Have fun.
Yeah. I will.
Stay. Have fun. Be well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.